emergency board request, and the agency's here today to present it to you.
I was thinking of the way of paying a lot of record up with the farm business.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Mike Downs. I'm with the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality. I'm representing Bill Young here today, who couldn't be here because of prior out-of-state commitment. What we're here today to request is a increase in our federal fund spending limitation of $116,485 in our air quality program for the 1979-81 biennium to allow us to purchase a mini computer. You may recall that we were last before you in January 1981, and at that time you authorized us to make application to the Environmental Protection Agency for a grant. We've done that. We have received a grant from the Environmental Protection Agency in the amount of $116,485. We then went through the request for proposal process, received the proposals back, evaluated those, and selected the apparent winner. There was a 10-day vendor period in which the other vendors could appeal that. Nobody did. And we're at the point now where we're negotiating a contract with the apparent winner, which is Harris Corporation, and awaiting your final approval before we proceed to finalize that.
Any questions?
Nothing involved except this federal grant.
Right. Well, not quite. There's, if you recall, a way that the Department of Environmental Quality's budget was put together, we anticipated that this application would be available to the agency, and as a result of the efficiencies anticipated, we reduced the agency's budget by about $31,000, general fund dollars.
We better proceed then.
protect our safety. All of the necessary checks have been taken into account. This came to before the data processing committee last winter, went before the emergency board. The authorization to apply for the grant was made with the understanding that the agency would present this to the assembly if the application was successful. It is successful, and the expenditure limitation is in effect deficiency appropriation, a deficiency limitation for the 79-81 biennium. The budget is still in committee. We can amend it if you approve the request today. And the request is for additional federal funds expenditure limitation.
Of $116,000.
It's $116,485.
And that is to purchase
hardware and some installations. Hardware purchase price is $103,303, and to install it and get it up and running is another $15,000. They've got some monies within their budget that they're going to use. The amount of the federal grant is $116,045.
If nothing was done with this, what would come of that money?
It would probably revert to the federal treasury, I suspect.
Unless
it may be available, they might be able to switch it into some other application. That would be one thing, and the other thing is that it would cost them about $31,000 more to do what they're doing right now.
That's the $31,000 that you're talking about.
Right. What the problem is that if you recall this item, the agency has kind of a crazy quilt method of data processing right now. They use Bonneville Power. They've been using Portland Pacific Power and Light, or PPNL. PPNL said, hey, we don't want you over here anymore. In fact, we've got our needs have grown. We want you offline. Go look for an alternative. This is what they developed, and it's anticipated that as a result of not having to travel around to various other users, they're going to be able to save about $31,000. But to answer your question, if they didn't spend the money in this way, it would cost them a little bit more for their data processing, the opportunity may be available to use those federal funds for something else. Is that right, Mike?
Yes, I think that's correct.
Then this new this piece of new equipment, when it goes online, it doesn't add no personnel. They still got the people there with the expertise to run it, I guess, will not.
One of the...
Or do we have to end up hiring another expensive man to run it?
No, they've got the people that are doing this now. They're going to be doing it in-house rather than getting in a car and driving up to Portland State or driving over to PP&L or driving out to... No, they're still going to use Bongo.
No, we're not.
You're not going to use that?
No.
Okay. So it eliminates having to run it around trying to get something processed at one of those three other places.
Okay, I would like to interject if I could. We do not have a data processing manager, and we will be coming back to the emergency board for I guess it would be a reclassification to create that, but it will be created out of existing positions that are, well, assuming that our 81-83 budget passes, it would be created out of positions that will be in that budget.
That means you kiss the 31,000 goodbye.
No. Take it out of people that got.
No. Yeah.
We've already taken out the 31,000.
31,000
is already. Yeah, but if they have to hire another man and reclassify, I'd say the $31,000 could disappear.
But that position would be created by the abolishment of other positions in the budget.
So at least for this biennium, it next biennium, you have to watch them so that they don't sneak under the candy gun. This biennium won't cost any more.
Temporarily at Hayes Tire. Of course, if we don't have the EQ anymore, then we'll be able to use money.
But then the EPA will probably use this money to come into the federal program.
What would we do with the computer?
Oh, yeah, sell it. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, I'm afraid if you don't have the EQ, probably. Maybe the feds. EPA people would use it when they come in. I don't know. I don't know if they do that or not. I'm kind of teasing. Well, let me understand now. That computer becomes state equipment. Many computers.
I'm not sure. I think it probably, after we've had it for a while, it would become state property. If you bought it and in the eventuality that there wasn't a DQ and you started selling that stuff off, the federal government would probably maintain that it has a
there.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, since this subcommittee approved and sent out a budget which anticipated this $31,000 in saving based on this potential funding by the federal government, I think we ought to proceed with the authorization. And I think we have the word here, and we can certainly, if we need to, put it into the record that there will be no request for additional funds for staffing.
In fact, I think we really did that in the budget, didn't we? Or did we?
Yeah. Well,
but yeah, I agree with you.
Now, the policy has never been on reclassifications. Has never really been set out in concrete. You know, whether an agency is to permanently finance them or not. But I think, given the current circumstances. If an agency should come before the emergency board with a proposal for a reclassification, and it even hints as if it's going to create some additional costs, we're certainly not going to recommend that it be approved. And I'm confident that Data Systems Division, which will also review this, and the Executive Department will look at it much the same way.
Mr. Chairman, has the agency indicated that if
a staff person were required to run this computer and the attendant facility, that they would attempt to do it within authorized position limitation, authorized dollars, so there wouldn't be, you know, any additional increase for the 81-83 period. But I guess the point I wanted to make is not only this particular request as you see it, but the need to consolidate its data processing functions within the department and manage it has been a concern of the Data Systems Division of the Executive Department. In fact, when we were reviewing the budget, and the issue was whether or not we were able to continue the then existing data processing person, Data Systems was very concerned whether or not we could do that. Ultimately, we couldn't, but you know, they felt at that time it was very, you know, important to their overall data processing capability that they did have somebody responsible. So we'll be working with the department in the months ahead to look how we can do that within the budget. If it requires your approval or approval of the emergency board, we would be here to seek that approval. One other point, in the interest of full disclosure, we do point out that Dan briefly touched on it, that there are some general fund savings in the existing budget that would be used to make this facility complete. In other words, some software, minor equipment, like cabinets to put computer tapes in, things like that. But that would be handled within the existing budget as well.
Roberts moves the approval request by DEQ. Yes. Any questions?
No questions. Is there any opposition to the motion?
Hearing none.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Now, we'll see what happens to the budget, though.
Maybe moot.
My gosh, looks like the crowd's going to just pretty near disappear here. This bill.
Mr. Chairman, on House Bill 2259, the energy bill, we had some amendments prepared by legislative council. And right before the meeting, there's some problems with those amendments. I'll get together with the draft coming with the Department of Energy, and we'll smooth those out and have them back to you by now.
Okay. I think that's the only one we've got besides LCDC, isn't it?
I think so.
Well, so co-chairman, give us some more bills.
All right.
Okay, we're adjourned.